could be making a big money summer transfer into your bank account. £5,000 cash. The Clyde One Super Scoreboard 5 grand fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard's 5 grand fan. Rangers fly out to Macedonia for their Europa League second leg against FK Skopje without midfielder Scott Arfield. Could Celtic be about to loan young winger Mikey Johnson out to St Mirren? And we hear from Millwall boss Stephen Robinson and their new signing Connor Salmon as he joins the Steelmen on a season-long loan. I'm Ronnie Charters, and as we kick off our final week of new contestants on the 5 grand fan, I'm joined by Mr Derek Johnston. Good evening.
Good evening, Ronnie. How are you? You're looking very brown there, son.
As are you. You're just back from holiday. You look great.
No, I haven't washed for weeks.
Okay, well, a busy show as ever, folks. We'll also be hearing from Steve Clark and Alan Stubbs after their 0-0 draw in the League Cup on Friday night. Derek, before we start, we must give a wee mention to the new world champions. It is France. And did you see the final at all against
Croatia?
I did
watch it. Of course I did, yeah.
And it seems the general consensus were France were a very good team through.
Listen, the best team always wins it. You know, competitions like that, I thought they were sensational. They were undefeated, weren't they, all the way through. I think Croatia did very, very well, to be fair. I thought they played the nicer stuff at times for the majority of the game. But when you've got the individuals, the Mbappes, the Griezmanns, people like that, Pogba, you know, people that can win games on their own, you know, they're always going to be the favourites to do it. I must say, I listened to a lot of people who said it's the best World Cup ever. I would disagree with that. I think there were an awful lot of average games at the start. You know, there were a few 0-0 games, and there were a lot of teams going out not wanting to get beaten, you know, rather than winning the games. And that's what, it didn't make good watching for me. But as it went on, when you got to the quarterfinals and onwards, some cracking games, we'll have to say. But the right team won it. Well done to France.
Well, why don't we open it up to the listeners? At Clyde SSB on Twitter, was the 2018 World Cup in Russia the best World Cup you have ever seen? And if not, tell us which is so. As well as that though, folks, this is it. Your last chance to get involved in the 5 grand fan competition. The new season, is fast approaching, and you only have this week left to get involved before we head into next week, which is our finals week. Shut and tie. I don't want anything else for you next week.
Absolutely, yes.
Everything. To get to that,
deserves respect. You're quite right, Ronnie.
But to get to that finals week, Derek, you have to get on our leaderboard, and to do that you need to get a score of 6 or above at the moment. So if you think your sporting general knowledge may be good enough to get you a score of 6 correct answers inside 30 seconds, then get your skates on. Head to Clyde1.com or our pinned tweet at ClydeSSB. You'll find all the information you need to register there, as well as our latest leaderboard standings, and you could be on the show very soon indeed for a chance to win the money. 30 seconds on the clock, 6 correct answers, 5 more shows to go for £5,000. Why are they not getting involved, Derek?
And another wonderful holiday before the season starts. That's all you've got to think about. Come on, win it. Offski for 2 weeks. Wonderful.
Clyde1.com is where you need to go. We'll have 3 contestants lined up this evening to see if they can get on our leaderboard. Our leaderboard at the moment are topped by a score of 7. Terry McCutcheon, David McGill and Stuart Buchanan. If you can do better, you know where to head to. Clyde1.com or at ClydeSSB on Twitter. But Derek, let's start with Rangers, because Steven Gerrard and his players are en route to Macedonia, or maybe have just touched down in Macedonia, for their second leg against FK Skopje in the Europa League. The Gers take a 2-0 lead thanks to goals from Jamie Murphy and captain James Tavernier at Ibrox in the first leg. But they'll do it without midfielder Scott Arfield, the Canadian internationalist ruled out of this one and didn't travel with the squad through injury. He was taken off, if you remember, Derek, on the game on Thursday night in the 67th minute, replaced by Ovi Ejaria. How big of a miss would he be, Derek, to this Rangers squad, even though it is still quite early on in the season?
Well,
and it's gelling.
It's his experience. You know, he's 29 years of age. You know, he's been there, seen it and done it. You know, he's played in arguably the best league in the world, you know, for a few years now. You know, so he will be missed. But the strength of Rangers at this moment in time is they've got plenty in midfield. I mean, you just mentioned the young lad there who came on for the last 20 minutes, Ejaria.
Yeah.
He could start the game. But remember, you've still got the likes of Doherty. You've still got Ryan Jack, who the manager after the game said, you know, when he came on, he was very professional. He looked apart and he was impressed with him. So don't be surprised if Ryan Jack is the man that comes in for him. But there's certainly plenty of midfielders that can fill in for that.
Let's listen again to the thoughts of then Steven Gerrard after that 2-0 win over Skopje in the first leg at Ibrox.
I think we're satisfied with the result. Satisfied with part of the performance, but I don't think it's any better than satisfactory. I think there's still a lot of work to do. We're still in a game. So we'll have to make sure that we perform when we go out there. In terms of, you know, your first competitive game, keep a clean sheet, win the game. I thought we should have won it more comfortable if we were a bit sharper in front of goal. So, you know, we take 2-0, but, you know, I'm slightly disappointed we didn't win it more comfortable. Well, I think mentality and attitude's going to be key. You know, the players need to realise that, you know, this tie's not over. We're going to have to go there and perform very well. I'm sure they still fancy the chances. And we've sort of put ourselves in this position, you know, for there to be work to be done. So there was chances out there tonight to put this tie to bed, you know, 3-4-5. We maybe should have had one penalty, I thought. But, you know, it's the first game, we're still feeling our way in. I felt that there was a bit of anxiety and a bit of tension in our first half performance. I thought as soon as we started relaxing and making passes, I thought we looked like a team. So, yeah, you know, judging it, I'd probably say satisfactory. It's the first time some of them have played in front of a full house here with that atmosphere. It was absolutely jumping. And players are going to take time to settle in and feel themselves and feel at home. I thought the fans were terrific, stayed with the team throughout. There's a little bit of tension just before the second goal came, which is fair enough, because you see chance after chance after chance, and they're probably going back to last year in their thoughts, and you can't blame them for that. But having seen what I've seen tonight, I'm very, very confident we can go there, get the right result and score goals over there. Well, we should be used to the heat, because all we've trained in for the last 3 weeks is 30 degrees, so we certainly won't be using any heat as an excuse. If it's hot, you'd have to dig in and you'd have to do it. You'd have to play through it. Same for both teams. We won't use it as an excuse.
Derek.
You know, he sees it as it is. I mean, I can't disagree with anything he said there on the night. I think the most worrying thing was the amount of chances that it created, you know, and they didn't even hit the target. You know, there was three headers, you know, 6-8 yards from goal that didn't hit the target. So that is a worry. But he's right, you know, your first game in charge, you remember what happened last year. You know, they've won the game, that they haven't conceded. And Scooby are one of these sides, you know, typical European side, where they're great in little triangles. You know, they pass the ball, they're good at possession football. They didn't have an awful lot up front. They'd one shot basically on target, the one that hit the bar in the first half, hit the top of the bar and went over. And that was it. They never showed anything else up front. They were just a team that liked to pass the ball to each other without doing an awful lot with it. So to win 2-0, you know, and not concede a goal, as the manager said, is great. Had it been 1-0 and they didn't get that second win, and you're going there with a 1-goal lead, then you would worry a wee bit. But I would imagine with 2 goals, I think they'll be fairly confident tomorrow night that they can get a result.
Before we go to Alan and Drumchapel, I've been told by the hordes of people on Twitter that I've been getting in touch to just to inform you, Derek, that there was only 1-0 in the whole of this World Cup.
Yeah.
But what they are saying is it was definitely not the best.
No.
On Twitter, don't be silly, the 1970 World Cup in Mexico. We also have here.
When Brazil won it then.
Yep.
We fantastic also have Brazil side, yeah.
The 1978 World Cup was miles better. This one seen England get
Argentina.
Ooh. Get a bye to the semis. Oh, and the VAR wasted too much time.
Yeah. Well, listen, you've got to get it right. It's as simple as that. I don't mind that at all. I mean, when you think of the hand of God. You know, when Argentina were there and wee Diego punched the ball into the net and got away with it, there's VAR there, then it doesn't happen. And that's why I agreed for once with Gary Lineker when he said, I hope there's more goals scored, because you don't want to lose a game, you know, with a decision that VAR, that he felt was wrong.
All right, well, get in touch. Was the World Cup the best you've seen, or was there one better? At Clyde SSB on Twitter. Let's go to the phone lines. Though Alan is a Rangers fan in Drumchapel. Good evening, Alan.
Hello, panel. How are you?
Not too bad yourself. Was it the best World Cup?
Well, I don't think this year's been the best World Cup. I think it's been the most open World Cup, because all the big teams are all went out early. Germany went out and Argentina went out in the group stages. So I think it's been the most open World Cup, but I don't think it's been the best.
Yeah, I think you're right. When you looked at the four semi-finalists, any one of them could have won it.
Yep.
You know, with the form that's shown up until then. But I think it's like everything else, Alan. I think for me, the best team always wins it. And for me, I think France were the best side. And Luka Modric get the player of the tournament, which was fair as well, but you could have had Griezmann or Mbappe, yeah, could have won it as well. I think individually there were a lot of good players that could have won that as well. But as a unit, I think that the French were so well organised, you know, defended very well, and they had the individuals in the side that could score goals and win games for them. And I think they thoroughly deserved to win in the end.
Alan, on you go, yep.
Sorry, but my point is, I'm just going to talk about the Rangers and the Scuppy tomorrow night.
Yes, on you go.
And I think if we go there tomorrow night, and I think we need to get an early goal, or even get a goal.
A goal kills it off, you're right.
Yeah,
totally.
A goal, but yeah. See, I think, well, if Scuppy get a goal, then I think it'll be back to this wee bit, the feeling a bit dodgy way.
Now you could be scuppered.
Yeah, but I think, well, if we get an early goal, then that'll put the game to bed. Same as the game last Thursday, as you said earlier, there was only the one opportunity that Scuppy had, and it hurt the bar.
Yeah.
So I think now, if Rangers tomorrow get that goal, then it'll put the game to bed. But yeah, that's what I think. Yeah. If Scuppy get a goal, then it could put Rangers into the sort of panic.
Well, you would like to think they will play slightly differently. I mean, it was a defensive role for them last week. You know, they want to try and keep themselves in the game for the second leg. You know, and that was the reason they got everybody back behind the ball. They just try to keep possession rather than going forward. But I would imagine they'll be different tomorrow night. They know they need to score goals to win it.
Yeah,
they know they at least need two. So that's up to Rangers. If they're going to come forward and they're going to leave spaces, then Rangers have got to get on the end of that, you know, and get that goal, which should give them that third goal, which would kill the game off.
Yeah, it's the same with the heat as well. We should be used to the heat. We're playing in Spain too much.
Never mind Spain. What about in Scotland? Heatwave in Scotland as well, yeah.
Yeah, well, I just think because the heat as well with them playing in Spain, they should be used to this.
Sure, yeah.
Good preparation.
As the manager said, which is great, you know, there's no excuses. The heat, no. Not, they train for 10 days, you know, in 32 degrees over there, so that won't be a problem as far as they're concerned.
The point that Alan makes about an early goal killing it off, in Steven Gerrard's mind then, do you think he should go sort of not all out in the early stages, but you know, you don't want to be too defensive? Do you see that as probably a ploy of Steven Gerrard's to go for early goals?
I don't think he'll change the way he plays, you know, and I think he will play sort of the same way that he played last week, you know, and if he gets the same number of chances, then he'll be hoping at least one of these players can take one of these chances to kill the game off. They're certainly a far better team than Scoopy, that is for sure. But you only do that by playing tomorrow. This team know they're in with a chance. You know, as I keep saying, if Rangers had gone there and lost 2-0, they would have felt, you know, reasonably confident that they can score goals at home. You know, but you know, they can score goals away from home with the players that Rangers have got. They will create chances, and I would like to think they're going to take one of these chances. And if they do that, that kills the game off.
All right, why don't we then get our first contestant of the evening lined up for the £5,000 fan, Derek?
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 Fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Register now at ClydeOne.com.
Robert Keane from Drumchapel, who's also a Rangers fan. Good evening, Robert. How are you?
Good evening. How are we doing?
Not very bad. Yourself?
Not very bad. That's good. I'm not very bad as well. I'm not bad. Actually.
I've
thank
never
you.
Heard that say not very
I'm not very bad. I'm not very bad. I'm not very good. I'm not too bad. I'm sitting with Derek Johnson. It could be worse. How have you got on the £5,000 Fan, Robert? We've been playing along at home.
I've played along a few times, mate. I've heard it, yeah. It's good, challenging, but it's good.
Yeah, it's okay. Easy at home, isn't it? When no, there's no pressure on you.
It's easy at home.
This'll tell me whether you can handle the pressure tonight, Robert.
Have you got many sixes, Robert? It's a six that's needed to get on the leaderboard.
Aye, I thought it was seven.
No, a seven will get you top of the leaderboard, but a six will get you on the leaderboard. It's a top eight that we need to go through. So if we have so many sixes, we'll whittle that down, but it's a six that's required. So there you go. If you thought it was a seven, wee bit of good news for you. You only need a six. How's that?
I like to shoot for the top, mate. Six is for
the leaderboard. That's what we like to hear, Derek. Yeah, Robert, you're setting yourself up for a big folly if you don't get a six here. Right, let's go through the rules very quickly again then. It's 60 seconds on the clock, 30 seconds on the clock, sorry.
No, give him 60. Come on.
You're a nice guy, Robert, but I'm only going to give you 30. Answer as many questions as you can. If you don't know, pass or even have a guess, and we'll see whether you can get a six to get on the leaderboard. Are you okay with that, Robert?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Good man. Then let's go. Who was the runner-up in the men's singles at Wimbledon?
Anderson.
Which Croatian striker scored at both ends in yesterday's World Cup final?
Mandzukic.
The blue tune is better known as who?
Who, sorry?
The blue tune.
Pass.
Faisal El Baktoui has joined which championship club on loan from Dundee?
Pass.
Who was the first Scot to win the World Rally Championship?
Jackie Stewart.
Grimsby have an offer rejected from which for which Motherwell striker? Quite late.
What's his name?
Quite late.
Quick.
We're not giving you that. Sorry.
Louis Moult.
No. Louis Moult's not there anyway.
I know.
That's a good guess. Good guess. Not very bad. I think we'll put it as that, Derek. But let's go through him. Robert, how do you think you did?
Shocker.
I think that would have been brilliant if I was on it tonight.
Do you think?
Oh, I think so.
And we're not even giving
you a look
at
the questions.
Right,
as well.
Let's go through them. Let's go through them, shall we? So it's a six that's required. Who was the runner-up in the men's Wimbledon final?
He was right there, Kevin Anderson.
Anderson on the board. Well done. Good start, Robert. Which Croatian striker scored at both ends in yesterday's World Cup final?
Yeah, Mandzukic, we got that one as well.
2 out of 2 for Robert.
Done.
Very good start. The blue toon is better known as who?
It's Peter Head, isn't it?
Oh, it's Peter Head, unfortunately, is the answer. Yeah. Robert.
Too far north for me, mate.
Exactly. Faisal Elbak, too, has joined which championship club on loan from Dundee?
Dunfermline, is it?
Oh, it's 4 out of 4 for Derek Johnson. Oh, no. Unfortunately, not correct again, Robert. Who was the first Scot to win the World Rally Championships? Not Jackie Stewart.
He was a friend of yours. Colin McRae.
Colin McRae, it was indeed, Derek. Unfortunately, not again. Can you stop being so happy that Robert are getting these wrong?
I apologise.
And the final question, Grimsby had an offer rejected for which Motherwell striker?
Gary Bowman. No.
Not Gary Bowman. Ryan Bowman.
I would have just said Bowman. I would have just said Bowman.
Yeah, they got that right. Anyway, unfortunately, let's go through them. Robert, it's not looking too good. 1, 2. It's only a 2 for you, Robert, from Jum Chapel. Unfortunately, not enough to get you on the leaderboard. But thank you very much for playing anyway. That was Robert, a Rangers fan from Jum Chapel. Score a 2. Derek, you've got a 5 there. Nearly enough to get you on the leaderboard.
When the pressure's on, that's when it counts. It's already sitting at home giving, yeah, bang, bang. I'm good at this game. But when you come on and you speak to us too, I mean, never mind the thousands that are listening. They're just the three of us here, and that's all there is. That's what you've got to put in your mind.
Derek, before we go to our first break, just the other news coming out of Rangers today. Outgoing at the club, Eduardo Herrera has joined Mexican side Santos Laguna on a season-long loan. 2 goals in 24 games for the Ibrox club after joining under Pedro Caixinha, but he was told under Gerrard that his services were no longer required, and he's moved on. Your thoughts on that?
Well, they've done well getting rid of him. I mean, I've said that before. It's all right saying, yeah, just get rid of him. But if he doesn't want to go, if he feels he's on good wages and he doesn't want to go, then there's nothing Rangers can do about it. So it's good that he wants to play. So he's gone away there, and that'll save a bit of money for Rangers as well, you know, on his wages. So good for the player as well. As far as he's concerned, if he wants to carry on, he's got to keep playing, put himself in the shop window, and he might get a better club. So it's good for the player, and it's also really good for Rangers.
And for Rangers, another striker now out the door. Do you see that position as now the key area that Steven Gerrard must strengthen? He's brought in Umar Sadiq, but he's lost Ryan Hardy, he's lost Kenny Miller, he's now lost Eduardo Herrera. And he leaves them with Morelos and Sadiq for the rest of the season.
Well, that's all he's got there. And of course, he's got Zach Rudden, who came on against Bury and scored. But he's just a young lad as well. Yeah. I think you're right. I think having another experienced, you know, striker in there would help him. That is for sure, yeah.
01419511025 or on Twitter at ClydeSSB. We'll be back after the break. Mikey Johnson, could he be going on loan away from Celtic as well as that? We'll hear from Alan Stubbs and Steve Clark after their League Cup stalemate on Friday. Don't go anywhere. Back with the travel with Amber.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Download the app and have a bookie in your back pocket. Please gamble responsibly.
That just reminds me, you said Glebe Street there. Do you know who lived in Glebe Street?
No.
The Bruins.
The Bruins
lived in Glebe Street. There you go.
Derek Johnston, back with me, Ronnie Charters, and Amber doing the travel as well on Clyde One Super Scoreboard's £5,000 fan. If that's a question that comes up on these next questions, you're in trouble, by the way. You've just given the answer out. Back to the football, Derek. And we are still getting lots of tweets in about this being your favourite World Cup.
Sure.
And I must say, it is very mixed. Doogie, who I must say is right now gloating because he's sitting in a pool in Cancun listening to us.
Wonderful.
It's certainly the best he's ever seen. Let's go through who else. Is it Coachy saying that VAR was good? It will ensure that no team wins unfairly with the VAR system.
Yeah,
you could argue France got a penalty unfairly.
But they still won it comfortably in the end. But yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, we want the right decisions. Whether it takes 2 or 3 minutes, so what? Get the right decision and that's it.
All right, let's look towards Celtic, DJ. And this is one that dropped in some of the newspapers this morning, and it concerns their young prospect, Mikey Johnston. According to reports, St Mirren are trying to work a deal to get the youngster on loan for the rest of the season. It's understood as you could probably imagine. A host of suitors are after the youngster for next season, but Alan Stubbs could be the front man to take him. It's believed Stubbs and Rodgers have already had a conversation about it, and a deal could be close to getting struck. Your thoughts on that one, Derek?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. I think when you look at the strength of Celtic, you know, in the first team with Edouard, Dembele and Griffiths, you know, the young lad might get a game in a Scottish Cup tie, you know, maybe four or five games, or maybe be on the bench and come on a couple of times. But I think if you put him out to St Mirren, who are a very, very good side, you know, and he gets games in there, you'll certainly get a lot more games at St Mirren, and that'll help him playing in the big league as well. I think he's a good young player. I think he's shown for the last couple of seasons, he scores goals. You know, he's got that touch. He scored on Saturday at Celtic Park. So he can do that in front of the crowd. So I think the right thing for him to do is go away for another season. Go for the full season, whether it's St Mirren or some other club. But at St Mirren, he's in the big league there, and he's going to have to work hard, you know, to play well every week and get a game every week. But I think that would be the right one for him. Going away for a season and a club like St Mirren, who have done an awful lot for young players, you know, in the past few years, and they've still got a young side. So for me, that would be a great move to move to St Mirren.
Callum's a Celtic fan in Saltcoats. Callum, what do you think of that move?
Yeah, I think it'd be a kind of decent move for him. As Derek was saying there, obviously the squad that Celtic have got, it's going to be hard to get in the team. You know, he probably will make one or two appearances, maybe in cup games or coming on as a sub, but I don't think he'll get what he needs just now. He's now, I think, 19.
Yeah.
So I think he's at an age where he needs to probably be playing week in, week out.
It's not young anymore, 19, isn't it? It used to be a while ago, but now you're a young man now. You know, you're expected to be able to go into a team and, you know, and command the position there. I think he's a good player, and he can still play in this top league in Scotland. I think that for sure.
I think at the level of Celtic, you know, you need to have a good bit of experience first. You know, I think going out to St Mirren, they're now in the Premiership, playing week in, week out. I think he'll get a really good run of games, and then certainly maybe for next season, they can have a right good go at it.
Yeah.
But certainly I think for just now, he's maybe just a season off the first team. But from what I've seen anyway, I mean, he's a decent player, you know, certainly in the games that he has played for Celtic in pre-season. He scored a cracking goal against Standard Liège on Saturday. But I mean, I think going out to St Mirren would be good for him, you know.
Yeah, it will be, and he would have to play well. I mean, if he doesn't play well, then St Mirren are not going to play him every week. I know Celtic will say, look, we want him to play a lot of games, and we're giving them to you, then we want to see him playing. But, you know, if he struggles a bit, then he's got to realise that, you know, St Mirren have got to look after themselves as well. But if the kid does well and he's scoring goals, then what a season he could have, and Celtic will be absolutely delighted for that. And you're right, the following season, you know, he'll be 20 years of age, he'll be looking to try and get into that first team.
Callum, your thoughts on Celtic's transfer business so far? Odson Edouard, obviously, one that's in there. Would you like to see more business done? What else would you like to see? Obviously, the John McGinn rumours aren't going away either. What's your thoughts on Celtic's transfer business?
Yeah, I think, speaking to a lot of other Celtic fans, it's been pretty disappointing. They don't know what's going on behind closed doors right enough.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that Celtic are doing a great deal of work to try and bring players in. Certainly, as I made a point in the show last Thursday, I think Celtic defensively need to strengthen, certainly when they come in to the games in Europe. I think their defence needs improving. I think certainly in the last couple of years it's shown. I think Rodgers likes to play attacking, kind of fast-flowing football. I think with the likes of Simonovic and Boyata, I think in Europe certainly they can't really cut it against the big teams, sort of PSG and the likes, losing seven goals. It's kind of a bit embarrassing, you know. It's great being there and great taking part and getting the money, but you're now at a stage where you're like, well, we've got the money, let's try and perform
absolutely.
And get a result.
I think you're right. I had to laugh during the week where, and I read John Hartson's column, and he said, you know, they should be paying players up here the same as they're doing down south, you know, never mind all this £1 and £2 million. You get money for how good you are. And I had to laugh. I mean, Armstrong went to Southampton for £7 million, and Celtic have offered, was it £1.5-2 million for McGinn? Who would you pick in your side? You know, an Armstrong, McGinn, there's not much in it between the two of them. And people would say, well, yeah, but Armstrong only had a year left in his contract. You know, and that's why Celtic were clever enough to do that, gave him another year. But John McGinn's got a year left in his contract because he's got this season, you know, and I think quite, Hibs are quite right. You know, they'll hold out for £3 million plus, you know, if they get Scott Allen, you know, as well as getting something like £2.5-3 million. And I think it would be a great deal for Hibs. Then you'll see John McGinn there. There's no doubt in my mind that John would want to go to Celtic without a shadow of a doubt. But it's got to be right for himself, and it's certainly got to be right for Hibs as well.
Thank you to Callum and Sulcoats, a Celtic fan. Will Derek, we've already had Robert on the £5,000 fan. Why don't we get another contestant on to see if they can get on the leaderboard,
yes,
shall we?
Let's do it.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Register now at ClydeOne.com.
And that man is Mr. Sean Duffy from Rickasey, who's also a Celtic fan. Good evening, Sean.
Good evening, Pano.
How are you?
I'm not bad, yourselves.
Very well, thank you. Your thoughts on the £5,000 fan? Have you been playing along? How have you been getting on?
Fours and fives, never a six,
but today. Could be a first for everything, Derek.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, so it's 30 seconds on the clock, Sean. Answer as many questions as you can. If you don't know, pass or even just have a guess, and we'll see whether you can get a six to get on the leaderboard. Are you okay with that?
Aye, let's do it.
Good man, let's do it then. Here we go. Brandon Stone won the Scottish Open. What nationality is he?
Swedish.
Which English side do Aberdeen face in the Europa League next week?
Only.
Connor Salmon has joined Motherwell on loan from which club?
Hearts.
Which decade did Elgin City enter the professional leagues?
A pass.
Which country is former Rangers player Shota Avaladze from?
Holland.
Mikey Johnson's reportedly a target for which Premiership club? British Athletics wheelchair athlete has won the London Marathon six times. Who is it? Quickly.
Weir.
We'll give you that.
I don't know.
I'm giving him it, Derek. I've got all the power here.
You're getting it.
Right. Let's go. Let's just say, Derek, you may need it. Right, okay, let's go through them. Brandon Stone won the Scottish Open, a score of 60 in this final round, Derek, up at Gullin to win the Scottish Open. What nationality is he?
I don't know, the German.
He's South American.
South American,
he was. Brandon Stone.
I didn't see it. I didn't see
South it. African, sorry.
South African.
South African. Apologies, my bad. South African. So Brandon Stone, South African, to win the Scottish Open. Not correct, Sean, unfortunately. Which English side Aberdeen face in the Europa League?
Yeah, that's a good one. You got that one, Burnley.
It is indeed, Burnley. Well done. Connor Salmon has joined Motherwell on loan from which club, Derek?
Correct, Hearts.
We'll be hearing from
well.
Him in the next part of the show. Tough one for the next one. Which decade did Elgin City enter the professional leagues? Derek Johnston.
80s.
2000s.
Was it 2000s?
It was the 2000s. Oh, I know.
Never got that.
Never. Which country is former Rangers player Shota Avaladze from? Nope.
Where's it start with? What's the first letter?
G.
Georgia.
Georgia on my mind. Not enough though for Sean. And then Mikey Johnson is a target for St Mirren.
Mm-hmm.
How the question's following you when you're just talking about Mikey Johnson and all of a sudden it comes up. And which British, we tried to race this one, and which British Paralympic wheelchair athlete has won the London Marathon six times? He said Weir. We'll give him Weir. It's David Weir.
David Weir.
Who got it?
So, I know.
You know your stuff. Well, you know
Weir,
your Paralympics.
No, he said Weir. He's quite
so,
right.
So, let's go through them. One, two, three, four. Unfortunately,
five.
Not enough to get you on the leaderboard, though.
You said that yourself.
You did four to five every time. So thank you very much for playing, Sean from Rickasey. It was a good effort, and he knows his Paralympics, which is always a good sport to do. But unfortunately, Sean, not enough to get you on the leaderboard. A score of six is required. If you think you can do better, head to ClydeOne.com and you can get involved. Derek, back to St Mirren, because they were in League Cup action against Kilmarnock on Friday night. St Mirren boss Alan Stubbs was speaking after the game. He says he's expecting there to be plenty of more action left for his side in the transfer market this summer, despite already bringing in eight new players into Paisley. The Buddies gained a penalty shootout bonus point after the 0-0 draw with Kilmarnock in the first game of the season on Friday. But Stubbs says it's too early in the season to be praising his players.
It's still very early, you know, so it is going to take a good few weeks for us to blend as a group and integrate and, you know, get to know each other on the pitch. So from that point of view, it's very early days, but some encouraging signs to take from the game on. You know, I'm not going to be giving plaudits out just now because it don't really mean anything. But there was encouraging signs. There's still, you know, a lot of work to be done, both on the pitch and off the pitch. But encouraging. There's going to be players going as well as coming. I would envisage. I'm hoping, you know, potentially we're going to need, you know, at least another four, maybe five. I would like to bring a striker in. I'd like to bring another midfield player in, a couple of wide players. So we'll see. Hopefully we're going to be busy. Hopefully it's early on rather than towards the end of the window.
Well, in the other dugout, Steve Clark says Kilmarnock must win all of their next three League Cup games to progress from the group following Friday's 0-0 draw. Kelly missed out on a bonus point following the penalty shootout loss, but Clark was happy with his players to get the minutes under their belt after a tough pre-season.
I thought it was a decent game, to be honest, for such a competitive match early in the season. I thought both teams were trying to win it. It was quite an open game. Must have been quite entertaining to watch, even though it was 0-0. So now, reasonably pleased. We're still a long way away from the start of the SPL, which is the main target to be physically ready for. Obviously, we're losing the penalty shootout. We've made the groups a little bit more difficult. We need to make sure we win the next three games, get ourselves 10 points, which should be enough to take us through to the next round. And that's the immediate objective. For the ones who played 90 minutes, it's a great workout. They haven't had any time off in the last 3 weeks, so that's a long shift they've done through. I thought we actually finished the game quite strong, maybe a little bit stronger than St Mirren. So that's pleasing to see. And I look forward to another hard week's training next week, and then we go to Dumbarton away. And like I said, we have to make sure that we win the next three games.
Derek, you watched this game. Your thoughts on it?
I thoroughly enjoyed the game. I think they're right for the two teams at this early part of the season. I was well impressed with St Mirren, I have to say. I mean, they didn't go there and just play one up and, you know, and rely on the break. I thought they worked very, very hard. They looked fit. I thought they were the better side, if I'm perfectly honest, and maybe a wee bit unfortunate not to win the game after 90 minutes. I think Kilmarnock struggled a wee bit. I think losing Malumbo in midfield is a huge, huge loss for Stevie. I think he was such a sensational player for them last season. He'll certainly be missed. But, you know, it was a good game, and I think Alan Stubbs will take a lot more out of the game than probably Stevie will. You know, I know Alan didn't want to give out the plaudits to his team, but I thought St Mirren played really well. And if that's the standard that he's going to play in the Premiership, then they will do well. A lot of new players on his side as well. As he says, there might be a few going out and there might be a few coming in, but they've got the semblance of a good side, a side that works hard and creates chances and look pretty solid at the back as well. So it was a good game from both sides, but and St Mirren probably deservedly, you know, got 2 points rather than just the one, because I thought on the night that they were just the better side.
I was up at Steve Clark's pre-match press conference before this game, and he was rather critical of the scheduling of this League Cup format and the fact that it is so early. His players are still coming back from pre-season. Is it too early in a sense for you?
It's the same for every team. Well, how did St Mirren go out there and play well and look very, very sharp, you know, and create chances and everything else? I thought St Mirren looked the fresher side on it. I mean, things will change, because the more games you play, then the more minutes the players are going to get, the sharper they're going to get. You know, the match sharp, and you can run all you like and sprint all you like, but it's what you do on the pack. You need your match sharpness, your touch, your runs, your crosses into the box. Everything's got to be right, and that just doesn't happen in one game. But I think on the night that I thought St Mirren were just the better side and probably deserved to win the penalty shootout.
And for Kilmarnock this season, the season that lies ahead, as you said, Malumbu will be a loss. Can you see them replicating the early form of last season?
We hope so, because Kilmarnock were great last year. I think, you know, beating the Old Firm in successive weeks, you know, they were good enough to do that. I think they played a good style of football. They looked a fit side, well organised. Stevie gets the best out of his players, that is without a shadow of a doubt. But I think it's going to be harder now for him to do what he did last year. Remember when he arrived there, I mean, had they not won a game in eight or something at the start of the season? So for him to finish top six was fantastic. But, you know, I know Stevie and his backroom staff, he'll have the players wound up as the season goes on. And hopefully they can replicate what they did last year. And if they do that, then there's going to be an awful lot better games, certainly down there at Rugby Park.
0141 951 1025 is the number you need to get in touch with Derek and I, or on Twitter at ClydeSSB. Don't go anywhere though. After the break, we'll have another contestant on the £5,000 fan. We'll hear from Mullowa boss Stephen Robinson and their new signing Connor Salmon on a season-long loan from Hearts. That's after the travel with Amber.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Bet and play and pull a result out of the bag. Please gamble responsibly.
Derek Johnston still with me, Ronnie Charters, for the final part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard's £5,000 fan. Derek, I was telling you before, just when we were during the break there, when you always give someone a mention from abroad, there's always someone who can try and better it. Michael Harvey at Clare SSB, listening from Cape Town.
Cape Town, well
fantastic.
Done.
Good on
wonderful.
Yourself, Michael. Let's go back to the football, though, and to Motherwell, because they have been rather busy today. Stephen Robinson was up first to the media. He says the club rejected an offer from Grimsby for striker Ryan Bowman yesterday, saying the offer wasn't even close to what the club had valued the player at. The Motherwell boss also confirmed they'd already knocked back a bid of £350,000 for Cedric Kiepre, and says they're now in a financial position to hold out what they feel their players are actually worth.
I feel that we've got a stronger squad than we did last year at this moment in time. I think we're fully prepared to go into the Edinburgh game. We had an offer for Ryan which wasn't even close to our value of him, but it goes to show that our recruitment's right. Other people are looking at our players on a constant basis now, so we're doing something right. But again, I reiterate, players won't leave the football club unless it's for the right money and benefits everybody.
Have you had bids for Kiepre as well recently?
Yeah, we have. We've had bids for Cedric. Again, it was way below our valuation. You know, I think gone are the days where, you know, people just come and they offer, you know, an amount of money and everybody snaps their hand off in Scottish football. You know, I think the profile of what's raised, we're in a position that we don't need to sell financially, but also that we're very fair to the players. You know, there's a fee that everyone has on their head that we would have to accept, because you can't stand in people's way, and there's a certain level of money that we can pay. So we're aware of that, but none of those have been even close to being met. I tell them if there's been a bid, we're quite honest with them. I've had no problems with any of the players that any bids have been turned down for. They're more than happy here. They're obviously ambitious. They see other clubs that are after them, but again, that'll be on our terms, that when the right bid comes in, we won't stand in anybody's way.
Derek, encouraging
yeah,
to hear.
Great.
Not to be held to ransom by clubs down south who think, because it's Scottish football, we can offer pennies and they're going to accept
it. Pennies up there and they'll just jump at it because they need the money up there. No, well done to them. Well done to Stevie as well. And I think they are fair to players, because if their valuation, you know, if they meet the standard of their valuation, give them the money they want, then the players can go. They've always said that to the players. If you want to go away from here to a bigger club and better yourself, then not a problem with us, as long as we get the right money for you. So well done to the directors of Motherwell Football Club. It'd been so easy just to take the money and go down south and get a loan signing or whatever, you know, to compensate for that. But well done to Motherwell. Yeah, and he says they look a stronger side this year. That's even better. So well done to them.
And the recruitment did it, because you've seen it so many times before with Motherwell. Louis Malt was one who they managed to sell. They've got a find in Cedric Kiepre who they can sell. Well, obviously they don't want to, but they've offered them two contracts in the 1 year. Steve Robinson just keeps finding these diamonds from down south, doesn't he?
Absolutely. Either ones that can defend well and they're you know, the big solid lads that know what they're doing, or players up front that can score goals. You know, he seems to find them down in England in the lower leagues. But well done, because people, that's a good sign, because people down south are looking at Scottish football now. They're seeing who can we bring down from there. And obviously Motherwell, you know, had a decent season last year. There were four or five players that played well, and that's when they're coming in for them now. But you're right, you know, unless the right money comes in, they will stay where they are. And well done to them for doing that.
Well, one man who Stephen Robinson has brought in today is Connor Salmon. The striker says he's set his sights on scoring goals after joining Motherwell on loan from Hearts until the end of the season. The Irishman bagged 10 goals during his spell at Partick Thistle last term and believes the Steelman's style of play will suit him down to the ground.
Delighted to get it sorted. Looking forward to a great opportunity for me coming here for the season. You know, it's a club just on the back of a really good season last year from playing against them. Difficult side to play against. Impressed with huge aspects of their side and, you know, the manager. So yeah, it's something, it's a club that, you know, I'm looking forward to being a part of and, you know, getting settled in and finding my feet, you know what I mean? So looking forward to it and excited about the season ahead. There's great competition for places here in the squad, throughout the squad, which I think is a brilliant thing. I'm just looking forward to getting stuck into to hopefully playing a lot of games here, scoring a lot of goals and just being a part of a successful season and most of all, enjoying yourself. The other strikers in the squad are very, very similar, you know, physical, strong, quick. So I definitely think I can fit in here and I think my style of play will help me to have a good season here. And I'm looking forward to that, you know, looking forward to training with the lads and getting, you know, familiar with each other, how each other play and stuff like that. So excited is the main one, you know, when you come to a new club, you're meeting a lot of new faces and you're finding settling in. Yeah, just looking forward to the games coming.
Derek, your thoughts on Connor Salmon moving to Firth?
It's a good sign, and you know, he's just a big, strong lad, you know, and that's what Motherwell like. They like people that are going to work hard, because that is their strength. They work well as a unit. You know, he's a handful, he's a big lad, he's an honest player, he's hard working. You know, he got 10 goals for Thistle last year. And remember, Thistle went down and they were struggling a bit. So, yeah, I think he fits into that Motherwell mode, and he knows he's now there for the season. That's a useful player for Stevie Robinson to get.
You look at the likes of Ryan Bowman, you know, Louis Molt, who fit in that mould of that big, strong player. That's a man that Stephen Robinson...
Yeah. And they love, at times they love playing that long ball. He's a big lad that can win the ball in the air. He's big and strong. He's a six-footer. You know, and he can mess centre-halves about. You know, he's in and about them. So, yeah, he's the ideal man that Motherwell are looking for as a striker. So I can see him having a good season there at Motherwell.
His knowledge of Scottish football, well, obviously you bring folk down from up south... Up from down south, should I say?
That's better.
Who necessarily don't know the league, but
what it's all about. He knows
Connor
he's
Salmon's
been here a
few
times.
So long.
And people know how he plays as well. But it's difficult, even though you know who you're playing. If you've got a big like that that's going to compete for balls all the time, whether it's from corner kicks or set pieces, you know what you're going to get from him. He's big and strong, and he'll get in and about centre halves, and he will score goals. You know, given the ammunition, he will score goals.
We will go to the £5,000 fan contestant in just a second, but I feel like these Twitter folk are beginning to outdo each other. Billy Turnbull at Clare SSB, usually listening from Ankara in Turkey. Q8 tonight, still 42 degrees at 8:30, and we're sitting in the Closterdale Clyde Bank, Derek.
We've had our sunshine. We were up to 32 degrees at one time. Motherwell had their warmest day ever. Was it 32.5 degrees there? So we've been in the sunshine as well. Not only you.
All right, let's go to the £5,000 fan then, and welcome on our final contestant of the evening.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 Fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Register now at ClydeOne.com.
Ryan is a Celtic fan from Springboig. Good evening, Ryan.
Hi, Ronnie.
How are you doing, mate? All right?
Not too bad, cheers.
How have you been getting on in the £5,000 Fan then?
Been doing all right. It's just a different kettle of fish when you're actually on live.
Oh, you betcha it is. And a Celtic fan as well. Your thoughts, speaking earlier, Mikey Johnson maybe going off on loan. Do you see that as a good move, or would you like to see him at Celtic Park for the next season ahead?
That's probably good for him. He probably wouldn't get many starts this season with the options we have. So if it goes to St Mirren, Alan Stubbs a good manager, so would be good for everybody, I think.
Okay, and then let's move towards the £5,000 fan. It's 30 seconds on the clock for you, Ryan, to answer as many questions as you can. If you don't know, pass or just have a guess, and let's see if you can get a six that's required to get you on the leaderboard. Are you okay with that?
Aye, sure.
Good man, then let's go. Which Italian boss has taken over at Chelsea?
Sarri.
Which top flight Italian football team were founded by a group of Torinese students?
Juventus.
Which country are Rangers Europa League opponent Scoopy from?
Macedonia.
Which Scottish League 2 team have the nickname Brew Brazil?
Cowden Beef.
Who was named best player of the World Cup?
Mbappe.
How many pockets are there on a snooker table?
6.
How many teams in the Scottish League have Rovers in their name?
3.
Sweden's all-time top goalscorer? No,
nope,
we're not giving yet. Unfortunately, I have the call from the man at the window, Derek, with the dodgy looking moustache, to say I'm not allowing that
I
last
thought
question.
That was Tom Selleck.
I know. He's, anyway, how do you think Ryan did there?
I thought he did very well,
too
actually.
Bad at
yeah.
all.
Yeah.
Ryan, happy with that?
I think I've done all right. I think I got the Mbappe and Modric next.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the only
Let's
one.
Let's go through them and see if that's costly. Which Italian boss has taken over at Chelsea? The answer, Derek Johnson,
Sarri,
is...
yeah, he was correct.
Yes,
yeah.
It's Sarri taking over, the former Napoli boss there. Which top flight Italian football team were founded by a group of Torinese students? It's an obscure one, but if you know that Torinese is also from Turin, you would know the answer is...
Juventus.
2 out of 2 for Ryan. Well done. Which country are Rangers Europa League opponents Scoopy from?
Macedonia.
Macedonia it is indeed. Which League 2 team are nicknamed the Blue Brazil?
Cowden Beef.
Cowden Beef, I still can't say that. Who was named the best player at the World Cup? He said Kylian Mbappe.
I know. He was a young player as well. We mentioned it earlier, didn't we?
It is Luka Modric. Unfortunately, Ryan, let's see how costly that is for you. How many pockets on a snooker table? That's a given.
Six.
Yeah. And how many teams in the Scottish leagues have Rovers in their name? Derek, he said 3. Would you agree?
No, I think 2.
It's 2. Name me them.
Albion
and
Wraith.
Well done. 2 out of 2. But let's see, Ryan, how many you've got. It is a 1, 2, 3, 4. It's only a 5, unfortunately, Ryan. Not enough to get you on the leaderboard.
I get 7. Can
you
I go on?
One away from the leaderboard, Ryan. Unfortunately, thank you for playing, but that's one away. If he knew
the effort,
knew his teams, or if he knew that Luka Modric rather than Kylian Mbappe.
No, he knew the Modric one. It was just one of these things he threw in.
Just threw it in at the last minute, and it wasn't correct, unfortunately, Ryan. But thank you for playing. And Derek, thank you.
I'm in the final.
You're in the final.
I'm in the final with a 7.
And that is it for tonight's show. Time flies when you're having fun. My thanks as always to Derek Johnston for joining me, Ronnie Charters, on tonight's £5,000 fan competition. Go to Clyde1.com if you want to get involved with a chance to win. A score of 6 is required to get you on that leaderboard. What are you waiting for? You could be on the show very soon indeed. Andrew McLean will be here tomorrow night with Roger Hannah. Don't go anywhere though. Callum Gallagher's up next.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. It's not over till it's over. So bet and play now. Please gamble responsibly.